National Public Radio in Boston at 89.7. This is WGBH. We now welcome you to another in our series of live performances, today featuring a person that we've been looking forward to having on the program series for a long time, Elizabeth Parcells, who has distinguished herself in the New England area in a number of roles, and more recently distinguished herself on a national level by emerging as one of the winners in the Metropolitan Opera auditions, which were held first regionally at the New England Conservatory in Boston, and then nationally in New York City. Performing with Elizabeth Parcells will be an old friend of our live performance series, Jim Wynn. Good morning. We're going to begin with Debussy. Three of the fêtes galantes of Claude Debussy, which were written during his youth. He was preparing for his Grand Prix between 1881 and 1884. He was very much influenced by Madame Vasnier, who was a singer of the time, and he, in fact, spent a good portion of his time at their villa, the Ville d'Avray, which was the Vasnier residence. And the first of the Fêtes Galantes is, in fact, dedicated to the singer, Madame Vasnier. We'll hear En Sourdine, Clair de Lune, and Fantoche by Claude Debussy. Ansel Dean, Clair de Lune, and Fantoche of Claude Debussy, three of the songs of texts of Paul Verlaine, the Fête Galante.